Hey, everybody. We've got some exciting news for you today. I am here with Glenn. We're at Disney Interactive Studios in Glendale, California. And now, Glenn, you're telling me that you're bringing Tron and Disc of Tron exclusive to the Xbox 360 Live Arcade. Would you want to, like, walk me through this and how this came about?
Definitely. As you can see here, here is Tron for Xbox Live Arcade. We are bringing the original arcade classic, which came out in, I believe, 1982. So anybody who remembers going to the arcade, playing this.
I wasn't born yet, but some of the
other
people.
Okay, well, other people might remember this, going to the arcade and having a good time, putting a lot of quarters into it. It's based upon the film. So if you are familiar with the film or if you've seen the film on DVD or anything, you'll be familiar with the game itself. So.
No, I'm not that familiar, but what's the difference between Tron and Discs of Tron? Is it just a sequel? Is it completely different gameplay?
Discs of Tron is actually different gameplay. Discs of Tron originally was supposed to be part of Tron, but because of time constraints and also because of just technical limitations, they couldn't make it onto Tron, so it became its own standalone game itself.
And you're bringing it both?
Yes, we're both bringing it to Xbox Live Arcade this summer.
Okay, great. Let's take a look at some gameplay here.
Okay, great.
And walk me through it for those who aren't familiar with the film or the game.
This is the basic. This is how the game looks. This is from the original ROM. This is like the original sound effect, original graphics. So if you go ahead and start it, you'll remember this instantly. So there's four different game types in Tron. This one here is where you battle what's known as grid bugs. You see they're kind of roaming around. And you have to use your disc to destroy them in order to enter the I.O. tower, which is in the center of the screen here. So I'm going to jump in here. So that's one of the mini games. Each game is different, so it's randomized. So I'm going to go into this one on the left here, and it's going to be the light cycle. So if you remember from the movie, this is kind of the big moment where they race light cycles and you try to force the enemy to crash into your little light trail that's behind you.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of those famous scenes. Now, can I ask you, and I'm not sure, what prompted this? How did this come about? Because there's no movie coming out. It seems like, would this coincide with something?
Well, this is the 25th anniversary of Tron,
so
it coincides with that. Also, there was kind of an unofficial survey that was done out there, and we asked the audience, what kind of games do you want to see on Xbox Live Arcade, and it came back that they wanted to see Tron. So that information came back to us, and we were like,
loyal fans.
Yeah, it's the 25th anniversary, people want to see Tron on Xbox Live Arcade, so it just seemed to be kind of the natural fit to go ahead and do that. This is the game where you have to go ahead and enter the MCP cone by destroying its defenses. You can see here, I'm using my discs to go ahead and destroy him. And so we'll see. You get in there and
you're good.
Yeah, you play it enough times, you get pretty good at it.
And
then the last one here is where you go ahead and use tanks to go ahead and destroy other enemy tanks. So go ahead and see if I can beat this guy.
I think you can.
I think I can.
I have faith.
Oh no, this time I did not. But that kind of gives you an idea of the four different game types. Now, of course, this is, done in 1982. We're going ahead and bringing it to this generation. So we've gone ahead and enhanced the graphics.
Oh, sweet.
So let's take a look at that real quick. The graphics are a little bit spruced up.
Now, this is the exact same gameplay. It's just a little bit prettier, a little bit more 2007?
Yes, correct. It is exact same gameplay. It is just, we've just kind of spruced it up. It's also going to have 5.1 surround sound as well. So,
I mean, when you have a console like the Xbox 360, you got to take a little bit of advantage of it.
Yes, definitely.
There's some power there.
So let's see if I could do this again and not die. Here we go.
Congratulations. All right, so we've seen Tron. Now, why don't you show me a little bit of Discs of Tron, which is a completely different game.
Yeah, it's a completely different game, but it's, I think, one of the, again, most memorable games from the whole arcade experience.
So okay.
In Discs of Tron, you play Tron, and you battle Sark. And to battle him, you use your discs to go ahead and bounce him off the walls, destroy his discs in order to go ahead and defeat him. So as you can kind of see here, I'm here in the blue on the very bottom, and Sark's on the other platform. And I could go ahead and use my discs to bounce off the walls and de-res him.
It's like Pong with people.
Yeah, basically. So once you defeat him twice and per level, you then advance to the next level, and there'll be more discs. There'll be obstacles that appear in the middle of the screen.
There will be discs that, or platforms that move up and down, that kind of thing. And you also have different weapons that it'll throw at you.
Uh-huh.
So if you actually remember the cabinet from Discs of Tron, you actually will remember this kind of background that they painted onto the back. So we've also kind of replicated it here for the enhanced graphics. As you can see, we added kind of a little bit more bells and whistles to the graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And also we did the sound as well. So.
And this sound is also surround sound 5.1?
Yes, it is 5.1.
That's right. And I could not but notice, if you want to walk with me real quick, I know you want to keep playing, but come
sure,
on.
Sure, no problem.
Where'd you get this relic from?
We were just calling around, and we just happened to find it somewhere, and they, you know, we just brought it in. So we were just kind of lucky.
I mean, if you just start playing this and you actually look at it, it's basically what we've, you know, what we brought over here to the Xbox Live Arcade. So, you know, if you go ahead and pick up Tron for Xbox Live Arcade, it's you're going to be playing the same exact
awesome.
Same game from back when you remember it. So,
very cool. Well, thank you very much, and everyone at home. Once again, this summer, Tron and Discs of Tron Xbox Live Arcade, and you know it's free, so
great.
That doesn't suck.
Thank you.
Thank you.